Now, this might be a little weird. I'm because Phil doesn't know us. He's coming on this show in Lexington, Kentucky, right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. And I'm playing I Will Always Love You. And he doesn't know me.
No, but you it's always loved weird. Him because you're a huge New York Giant fan.
He is one of the Giants, and I've been following them for 60 years.
Since you were a wee lad.
One of my favorite Giants. Because of what he represented to all of us.
So now he appreciates it.
Okay. Phil McConkey, it's great to have you on the show with us.
Yes, thank you so much. Now I'll let that introductory music go after I know how warmly you hold me and the Giants in your heart.
So. Okay. All right, good.
And Phil, I want to say this is Mikey. I had nothing to do with that.
We were talking about you before you joined us in the first hour, and I was just everybody that listens knows that I've been a Giant fan since I was a little kid, and I certainly have great memories of you with the Giants, and I was just very happy that you were going to join us today.
Well, Matthew, thanks so much. I'm really glad to be with you. Do you guys want to hear my Lexington story before we go any further?
Sure, absolutely.
So, you know, Phil Simms is from that part of the world.
I do know him well.
State.
Yep.
Okay. So this was, I think, at the beginning. This is actually before training camp, 1986, our Super Bowl year. I was had my eye on a young lady and trying to impress her, and she's really into horses and riding. And I'm thinking, you know, what could I do a little special to impress her? So I called Phil Simms, who was a big time quarterback, you know, NFL, New York Giants, and I go, hey. You know anybody in Kentucky where you're from that can, you know, I can get some access and do something special? I've got this girl. I can get the horses. I get down there with this young lady. Not only do we get access, she gets to pet Seattle Slough and Secretariat. And I could have bought her a 90-carat diamond ring, and it wouldn't have come close. So, Sims came through, Kentucky came through.
What happened to her?
Yeah, what happened to her?
That's a long time
ago. Incidentally, I'm a Morehead State graduate, played sports over there myself, and I'm ironically in the horse business as well. In fact, I have a horse running tomorrow night at Turf.
Yeah.
So, if my wife suddenly gets into horses, I've got some good access.
Absolutely.
Down there.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You can't. No kidding around. You ever want to come down to Lexington and get around the horses? We're the guys.
I'm always looking for people with real money.
Take you up on that.
All right. We have you on today, not just for me to talk about how much I loved you and how much of a Giant fan I am, but to talk about this great venture that you and a number of people have embarked upon called After the Impact. Tell us a little bit about this. It's fantastic.
Well, first of all, I'm just ancillary. I'm on the advisory board. A lot of people have done a lot of work, and I just don't want to put myself up to where they are and what they've accomplished. But I really wanted to get involved with this because it hits two big areas of my life, the military and the NFL. And as you know, brain injuries, traumatic brain injuries, PTSD is a huge problem. In the military as well as the NFL. And, you know, people have been talking about this and pointing fingers and placing blame for all these great men that have suffered and continue to suffer. And after the Impact Fund has actually taken action to treat players, veterans, NFL and military veterans with brain injuries. This was started by the Gridiron Greats on the NFL side, which was started by the great Mike Ditka, and the Independent side on the military side, because they both were sending guys to the Eisenhower Center, and they saw the great improvement in the men that were sent there. So they decided to start their own, and it's a facility that treats people with brain injuries. And one of the ways they do it, and it's really unique and it really fits. You know, in the military and in football, you're dependent on the guy next to you. And everything you do is team-oriented and you actually get more out of yourself when you're doing it for someone other than yourself. And that's part of the treatment here, is bringing together people that have similar injuries in their families. So this collective treatment that they do is really been effective, and it's helping these people heal together. So it's been starting in Jacksonville, the first facility, and this is a wonderful facility that'll open in the next couple months, and we hope to replicate this all over the country and help and serve, you know, countless veterans on both sides of the military and the NFL.
You know, Phil, you mentioned it's two areas of your life that obviously are really close to you. The NFL, obviously, one, and the military. We didn't mention that you played at the Naval Academy. We have the, as some people are calling it, our friend Chuck Culpepper, the Navy-Army game now because of what's happened recently. But you played at Navy, and then you fulfilled your commitment, and you didn't join the Giants until you were 27 years old. You were the first serviceman that joined the NFL after their commitment was up, since Roger Staubach, I think, in 69. So to say that both of these things really mean something to you is kind of an understatement.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've been so incredibly fortunate in my life, and a lot of it, most of it has to do with other people, my teammates in football, in the Naval Academy and in the pros and in the military. You know, it's really interesting. They have it Navy now, they call it a brotherhood. What they've done is pretty phenomenal, and people have taken for granted over the last decade and a half, you know, the great football that's being played at Navy. But I know how difficult it is. I know the obstacles that these kids face. Forget football. The military duties and obligations, their studies. I mean, that's overwhelming. And then to try to go out and perform on Saturday against guys that are going to be playing on Sunday, you know, next year, it's a daunting task. So they've done some incredible things. And in both of them, this game coming up, Army Navy, kids on both sides, you got to remember this. I joined the military after a war ended. All those kids you're going to watch Saturday joined the military after we were attacked on 9/11, after these wars started. They know that they're going to go into harm's way. Listen, because of the sacrifices of those before me, the Vietnam vets, I wasn't in harm's way. The only war I was in for 5 years flying helicopters was the Cold War. You know, yeah. These kids afterwards, they put themselves in harm's way. They volunteer for it. You know, they're looking death square in the face so that we could do radio shows, you know, and we could live in freedom. So it tells you all you need to know about who they are and their character. And whatever issues or challenges we face as a country, you know, rest assured, we're in really good hands when you look at our future and these kids. I can't say enough about it. I'm actually in awe of all of these kids.
Phil, we've got less than 2 minutes left, but I did want to ask you, how's this funded? How can people help?
Yeah, you know, great question, Mike. And especially now, it's the end of the year. People are looking, you know, at donations. I strongly consider anybody to look at After the Impact Fund. You can go to aftertheimpactfund.org. One word, aftertheimpactfund.org. Find out all you need to know. And also, hopefully, people make a donation or support, you know, this great endeavor in another way, because it's going to help, you know, a tremendous amount of great people.
Well, I know I speak for Mikey, and Mikey can say it himself. It's really been an honor for me to be able to talk to you, because you did mean so much to me and other Giant fans, but way more important than that, for your involvement in this at whatever level, as humble as you want to be. And we can't thank you enough for joining us today, Phil.
And Mike and Matthew, I say this sincerely, you can call me anytime. If I'm driving in my car, if I'm anywhere, you want me on, happy to talk about veterans, After the Impact Fund, Giants, whatever you want, horses.
Okay.
just call me. Soft spot in my heart for Lexington, Kentucky, and I hope to get back there soon, and I'll take you guys up on your own.
Well, we appreciate it very much. And by the way, Matthew and I have a running joke. I say that it's the New Jersey Giants.
Oh, yeah. Can you believe this?
Because you played in New Jersey.
Who cares?
Listen. All I care about is they call us champions.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh. Thank you, Phil McConkie. You're the greatest.
I just got served.
You got smoked, dude. Thanks, Phil.
Yeah. See you guys.
Okay, thank
you,
thanks. Phil. Wow, awesome.
What a great guy.
All right, we'll be right back. ESPN Sports Radio.
1300.